two CMPD officers who shot and killed an 18-year-old man in June will not face criminal charges. The Mecklenburg County District Attorney says officers Michael Bell and Garrett Tryon were justified in using deadly force against Rodney Smith. Part of the evidence that helped prosecutors come to that decision was video from one of the officers' body camera. WFAE's Lisa Wharf tried to get that video, though, through a court order, but ultimately failed. She joins me now to talk about the DA's decision. Lisa, good morning.
Good morning.
So why did the district attorney, Andrew Murray, say the officers were justified in shooting Smith?
Largely because he says Smith fired at officers. This is how the DA says the confrontation went down. Smith shot someone in the ankle on a CATS bus around 10 o'clock at night. And it's clear from still photos captured by CATS that Smith had a gun and did this. The DA included them in his explanation of how he reached the decision. Smith then got off the bus near the Walmart in the university area and began walking along North Tryon. Officer Tryon responded to the call and pulled up alongside him. The officer's transcripts lay out what happens next, and they are hard to follow at times.
And those were included in the DA's materials?
Yes. They're transcripts of interviews between the CMPD investigators and the officers. So Officer Tryon says he approached Smith, yelling, "Show me your hands." He said he saw him grab something in his waistband, realized it was a gun, began backing away, and yelling, "Drop the gun." And at this point, Officer Bell says he sees Smith pointing a gun at Officer Tryon. He gets out of his car. Officer Tryon says Smith fired, but he doesn't hear the gunshot. Rather, he says he sees a flash either from the gun's muzzle or ricocheting off a car. Officer Bell fires. Then they say Smith ran up a berm with a gun in his hand. He falls down. Officer Tryon says he seemed to raise up his hand with the gun, and so he fired a few more rounds. And by this time, other officers had arrived at the scene.
Do we know how many rounds the two officers fired?
Tryon says he fired 16 and Bell 6 to 8, so altogether at least 22 times. The DA said considering the threat, he didn't think that number of rounds was excessive. The medical examiner said 5 of them hit Smith.
What evidence does the DA's office have that Smith had a gun when officers approached him and that he actually fired it at them?
There's a picture of a 9mm police say they recovered from the scene, a spent shell casing recovered near Smith's body. The autopsy found a second casing in Smith's clothes that forensic testing shows was fired by the gun. Police say they found a box of ammunition in Smith's pocket, too. And then there's the video.
And did you actually see the video?
I did not. Under a law that took effect October 1st, we believe we'd have to file to try to get a court order a second time to view it. But the DA included a still from Officer Bell's body cam. It shows Smith with his arms holding something out in front of him. And it appears to be a gun, though it's fuzzy. The DA also says you can hear Officer Tryon shout, "Drop the gun," on the body cam video. Both officers were wearing them and recording. Officer Bell's dash cam was also recording, but Tryon's wasn't. And he said the camera's card was full and had been for at least a month.
Now, Smith's grandmother did see the video yesterday. Tell us about what her reaction was.
Yes, she did. Linda Woodard had wanted to see it several months ago and even said she wanted it to be released publicly. Prosecutors showed it to her yesterday after they made the decision not to prosecute the officers. Woodard said it was hard to make out what happened. It was dark. It happened so quickly. She heard shouts, gunshots, but couldn't see much.
What'd she think about the DA's decision?
She was upset. She thought officers may have mistaken her grandson's cell phone for a gun. And the video didn't clear that up for her.
So what questions do you think seeing the video would answer?
Well, it certainly looks like Smith is pointing something at Officer Tryon. You can see that in the still of Bell's body cam footage taken while he's still inside his car. We'd like to know if there's a clearer view of a gun and also if we can hear or see it go off, since the officer's accounts of those first shots is somewhat confusing. And then there's the matter of transparency. The DA's office now accompanies its decisions about whether to prosecute officers with lengthy explanations that include some evidence from the investigation. Body and dash cam footage, of course, doesn't tell the whole story, but it can provide irreplaceable evidence.
And would that footage ever be released?
I don't know. I'm going to try and get another court order to get them released. I don't think either CMPD or the district attorney's office will object now that prosecutors have decided not to pursue prosecution. And Superior Court Judge Eric Levinson's main concern was that releasing the video would create, quote, a serious threat to the fair, impartial, and orderly administration of justice. But again, that shouldn't be an issue now. Of course, Officers Bell and Tryon may object.
Lisa Wirth, thank you so much.
Thank you.
That's WFAE's Lisa Wirth discussing the DA's conclusion that two CMPD officers were justified in the fatal shooting of a man in June.